This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. 50 years ago tonight, on Christmas Eve, 1951, NBC Television presented something historic, an opera for children, commissioned for television. This was a program from a different age, when only one-third of American households owned one of those new luxury appliances, a television set. The audience was small, the screens were too, but the ambitions of the industry were large. To young people today, the opening of that 1951 telecast would look laughably primitive. The image of four ringing bells, slightly out of focus, is so cheesy a sixth grader with a computer could do better today. Viewers learned that Hallmark was presenting a Christmas special program when a mysterious hand, female presumably, given the nail polish, placed greeting cards with that message in front of the camera. And then there appeared Mr. Nelson Case, host-narrator of the Armstrong Circle Theater. That was one of the shows that defined television's brief golden age. To call Mr. Case's performance wooden might give offense to his fellow TV golden ager, Howdy Doody. He was a marionette who really was wooden and considerably more lifelike than Nelson Case.
The makers of Hallmark cards have asked me to serve as your host tonight. On Hallmark cards and defined stores where you buy them, bring you the world premiere of the first opera ever written especially for television. Christmas Opera by Giancarlo Minetti.
That should have been Giancarlo Minetti. But this was live television, and Mr. Case got it right the next time around. When he introduced the composer, who read from handheld notes, he also introduced a painting that had given Giancarlo Minetti the idea for his opera.
This painting, The Adoration of the Magi by Hieronymus Bosch, hangs in the Metropolitan Museum of Art and served as the inspiration for the composition of this opera, Amahl and the Night Visitors. And here is the composer, Giancarlo Minetti, to tell you about it.
First of all, Merry Christmas to you all. I do hope you haven't sent your children to bed, because actually this is an opera for children. And I don't want you to be like those awful parents who insist on playing with their children's toys. I say it is an opera for children because it comes right out of my own childhood.
Minetti's childhood, he explained, had been in Italy, where there was no Santa Claus. Christmas presents were delivered by the three kings who visited Jesus in the manger. Minetti had come to America as a teenager to study music, and he stayed to compose operas. He told the television audience that in New York City, memories of an Italian Christmas had returned to him.
I was walking one afternoon, rather gloomily, through the Metropolitan Museum, and I chanced to stop in front of this painting by Hieronymus Bosch. And as I was looking at it, suddenly I heard again...
And suddenly, by looking at the three kings, I remembered my own childhood and how in Italy, at that time, Italy was not had not been Americanized yet, and there was no Father Christmas. So. And then I began thinking about those wonderful days when I lived in the country at that time. And I remember all as a child that I thought I heard the camels arriving in the middle of the night with the gifts.
Giancarlo Minetti is now 90. His children's opera, Amahl and the Night Visitors, is 50. It's the story of a poor shepherd boy who lives with his widowed mother and walks with a crutch. This Christmas season, Minetti spoke to us about Amahl and the Night Visitors, which was recorded in a studio with the original television cast early in 1952.
Often I say, I did not write Amahl and the Night Visitors. I think this Amahl wrote me.
Well, what does that mean when you say the piece wrote you?
Well, it goes back to my conception of music. I think that composers do not invent music. They find music that is already there. I always say that great music is a music that is inevitable. I'm very fond of that work simply because it mirrors my research for a personal style. Mm-hmm. Many people say I'm a follower of Puccini, but that's not true. My idea is to attain what I call the divine simplicity of Schubert. And that is, I came nearest to that, I think, in the music of Amal.
Amal answering his mother's call. The part of Amal was sung by Chet Allen, who was 12 years old in 1951. Amal's need of a crutch is something Giancarlo Menotti drew from his own childhood.
As a little boy, I was lame for a while. I had somehow my right ankle was had something wrong with it. I don't remember what kind of illness it was. Anyway, I could not walk. And how my nanny took me to a miraculous Madonna in a church near the village where I was born, and I was given a blessing, and I suddenly walked.
And at the end of Amal and the Night Visitors, Amal too miraculously walks. The three kings, en route to Bethlehem, come to Amal's home and seek the hospitality of his impoverished mother. Amal is a child given to tall tales, and his mother at first doesn't believe that three kings could possibly be at their door.
Mother, 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 come with me. I want to be sure that you see what I see.
What is the matter with you now? What is all this fuss about? Who is it then?
Mother, outside the door, there is a king with a crown.
What shall I do with this boy? What shall I do? What shall I do? If you don't learn to tell the truth, I'll have to spank you. Go back and see who it is and ask them what they want.
Much of Amal and the Night Visitors consists of a boy singing with his mother. In the first cast, that was young Chet Allen and mezzo-soprano Rosemary Kuhlman. They sing about the kings at the door, and later about whether he can join them on their journey.
Do you really want to go?
Yes, Mother.
Are you sure, sure, sure?
I'm sure.
My mother had an enormous influence on my childhood, and she's actually, it is because of my mother that I came to the United States. Because I was a very rebellious young man when I was about 15, 16. And I didn't want to go back to school. I wanted to give all my life to music. So she went to see the great conductor Toscanini and asked him, I said, what shall I do with this rebellious son? He doesn't want to go back to school. He wants to give all my life to music. And to her surprise, Toscanini said, well, your son is right. If he wants to be really a good composer, the best music schools are in America. And I know one, the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, take him there. Or you can imagine my mother, I was very attached to my mother, and she loved me very much, although she had 8 children. She started almost crying, said, but what do you mean that I should take my Giancarlino all the way to America? And he said, if you really love your son, you must do this sacrifice. Take him to Philadelphia and dump him there. On a sad autumn day, I never forget it. She was crying, I was crying. But it was really my my great fortune.
Well, does that mean then that when I hear the 12-year-old Amal bickering with his loving mother, who wants to make sure that all is all right, but eventually consents to his going, that I'm hearing a relationship that you'd grown up
with? What is the relation to my love? It is the mother of Amal lets him go to Philadelphia.
Menotti's opera became a Christmas tradition in the 1950s. NBC showed it every Christmas Eve. School children across the country performed it. In schools and churches, there are still performances of Amal at Christmas time. One piece from the opera became very popular. It's a quartet sung by the three kings and Amal's mother. The kings ask, "Have you seen a child?" They're asking about Jesus, whom they hope to shower with gifts. She answers, "Yes," meaning Amal, whom no one favors with luxurious presents.
Have you seen a child, the color of meat, the color of dawn? His eyes are mild, his hands are those of a king, as king he was born. Incense, myrrh, and gold we bring to his side, and the eastern star is our guide.
Is it the child, the color of wheat, the color of dawn? His eyes are mild, his hands are those of a king, as king he was born. But no one will bring him incense or gold. The sick and poor it will bring cold. Is my child, my son, my darling, my love?
Ironically, this four-minute-long quartet is the one piece of Amal and the Night Visitors that composer Giancarlo Menotti says he would change if he were writing it all over again.
I think I would change something, yes, because I realized the opera should really have been written for children. And unfortunately, Amal is beloved by children, except at one moment, and that is when the quartet, "Have you seen a child, the color of wheat, the color of dawn?" It's a bit too long for children. It's a moment that grown-ups love most, perhaps, but for children it goes on too long. And my greatest fear when Amal is given to an audience of children is when we get to that point, because very often it's when a child asks to go to the bathroom. And that for me is a great defeat, when a child asks to go to the bathroom in the middle.
You mean when you've lost the battle with the bladders, then
yes,
you,
that's
a problem.
So I've written lots of operas for children, six of them, mm-hmm. And I learned my lesson in the other operas. I avoid any longer.
The entire opera runs just about 45 minutes. The Museum of Television and Radio in Los Angeles recently acquired a kinescope of the original production and screened a video of it. It is an artifact in the history of both contemporary opera and television. Even with just a third of the United States able to tune in, the telecast must have reached the largest audience at that time ever to view an opera. It was fitting that it was on NBC, the same company that talked Toscanini out of retirement to conduct the network's own symphony orchestra. And it was fitting that it was by Menotti, whom NBC had earlier commissioned to write the first opera for radio. Tell me about what opening night was like, Christmas Eve, 1951. You were doing something that had never been done before.
Oh, my dear. I don't know how old you are, but if you have reached my age of 90 and people ask you what happened, 40, 50 years ago, how I can't remember. Certainly I was very excited, yes. But I must say I never expected it to be such a success.
You know, first of all, to answer your question, I'm 54.
You're 54. Yeah. You could be my grandson.
I could be your grandson. So I am of a generation that grew up knowing that Amal and the Night Visitors would be on NBC at Christmas time. And it was really, for our generation, the first encounter, certainly with a contemporary opera. This was the first time that children growing up in America after the Second World War saw that there was that opera wasn't just in Italian, and opera wasn't just something that was written 50, 100 years ago. That's kind of a responsibility to have, to introduce an entire generation to opera.
So many people have learned to love opera through Amal. I have so many people come to me and say, "Mr. Menotti, I want to thank you because I didn't know what an opera was, and I never thought that I would like opera. But after I heard Amal and I grew up with Amal, and now I love classical music. So there are so many memories when I think back of all the performances of Amal. I wish I could remember them all.
Giancarlo Menotti, speaking about his most enduring composition, his Christmas opera for children, Amal and the Night Visitors. It was produced for the first time, live, on NBC television, 50 years ago, tonight.